This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials are warning that Colorado is in for a respiratory viral pandemic this winter as cases of RSV, COVID-19, and the flu continue to increase dramatically. Reginald Washington is chief medical officer of Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. He says because people were masking and socially distancing for the past 2 years, they weren't exposed to seasonal bugs.
And so our bodies are more susceptible to those viruses because they haven't seen them before. That's particularly true in young kids under the age of 5.
Washington says if you're feeling ill, just stay home and remember to wash your hands. RSV, unlike COVID, can live on surfaces for hours. A Colorado Springs woman has been sentenced for her role in the January 6th riot. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Jennifer Horvath pled guilty to her charges and will serve 36 months probation. That'll include 90 days of house arrest. Video shows she was part of a group that pushed guards out of the way so rioters could breach the U.S. Capitol. She also defaced a statue of Winston Churchill while inside. Horvath is one of at least a dozen Coloradans who've been charged since the breach, with some getting prison time. Horvath will also pay a $500 fine. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Denver Public School Board will vote tomorrow on whether to close 5 schools. Students would be reassigned to others nearby. At the district's only public hearing on the closures, third grader Cruz Lovato asked board members to keep the schools open.
If I could not go to school here at Columbian Elementary anymore, I would feel really sad because I love the teachers and all my friends.
The list of 5 schools is a trimmed-down version of an original recommendation to close 10 schools. A new report shows business and education groups in Colorado need to work together so that higher education leads to higher-paying jobs. Nearly 74,000 young people aren't in school and are not working, and only half of high school graduates go on to college. The advocacy group Colorado Succeeds recommends that